The Lord indicated that He would build His church, a called out body of people set apart for the work of the Lord. It's a great blessing and opportunity, as the Apostle Paul affirmed to the people, that we could be a people for God's own possession, zealous of good works. Titus 2:14. Those who make up the body of Christ are described as an elect race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that ye may show forth the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, who in time past were no people, but now are the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. 1 Peter 2, 9-10. When the children of Israel were on the brink of entering into the promised land, Moses told them concerning the statutes and ordinances of the law, "Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the people, that shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what great nation is there that hath a God so nigh unto them as Jehovah our God is whensoever we call upon Him? And what great nation is there that hath statutes and ordinances so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day?" Deuteronomy 4:6-8. What about today? The Apostle John tells us, "For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ," John 1:17. Although Moses was faithful in all his house, Jesus hath been counted worthy of more glory than Moses. But so much as he hath built the house, hath more honor than the house. Hebrews 3:1-3. As God was with Moses, He says concerning His saints, "I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come ye out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be to you a father, and ye shall be to me sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." 2 Corinthians 6:16-18. What price do you place upon your fellowship with the Father? The prophet James revealed, saying, "Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded. Be afflicted, and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning, and your joy into heaviness. Humble yourselves, therefore, in the sight of the Lord, and He shall exalt you." James 4:8-10. The church was designed for a single purpose in mind: save the lost and keep the saved saved. To this end, the Apostle Paul spoke of the benefits of the whole church being assembled together, 1 Corinthians 14:23, that they might edify one another. Are we fulfilling that opportunity?